So basically what you did is you gave him the cash that he then used to supply the time for him to make this for Big Fatty. So, you know, you helped Alex out. You helped Big Fatty out. That's great, Joe. Everything is great in this story. We have great music. Now Big Fatty has great music.
I'm sure Big Fatty, like, it livened up Big Fatty's show. It was great. You know, I'm going to tell you something. And he did a great job. I was actually very impressed. I was like, wow, Alex Lefebvre is so talented. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty was so talented.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3171 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of April 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day and go a little bit further into explaining my coils. Hello, spaghetti squashers. Hey, everyone. I hope your Thirsty is going well. Y'all, your spaghetti squash, because you know, back in the day on the Daily Purge. You remember the Daily Purge with Jimmy Glass? And Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, Rob used to talk about going to the toilet. And, you know, this gets back to Peter G's question yesterday of checking things out before you flush. And, y'all, I've been pondering about this since yesterday. And, y'all, I've just got more to say about this. Fatty, so early in the show, we don't even get the Cheerios in our mouth before they start coming back.
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga.
Christ, I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Y'all, that, of course, is Digga.
Is there a bag of groceries that needs delivering or maybe a taxi that needs driving?
Oh, dear, I gotta say,
unbelievable.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that colon report bumper. Totally original, never heard before. And Big Fatty, I just don't know how he does it. He must come to him while he's on the throne. Could be. But you know, y'all, yesterday, Peter G was telling us about asking the question about do you examine the remnants after you've shot it out of your butthole, Fatty. But and it made me think. You know, Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo used to say, you know, he would evacuate and then turn around and say, "Spaghetti squash. When did I eat spaghetti squash, Fatty?" But y'all, really, as far as Big Fatty is concerned. And Peter G, this will sum it up quite nicely. Y'all, I call it the three C's. Peter G, when you're examining the big Fatty. Anyway, when you're examining, you want to look for the three C's. The first C is color. That is a dark stool or a, you know, like I had the butterscotch grits there for a while. Y'all, sometimes if you eat a lot of food coloring, y'all, one of the horror events we went to, there was a cake and it had blue food coloring in it, and everybody the next morning had a blue poop. Fatty. And, you know, sometimes if you eat a lot of vegetables, you'll have a, more of a green tint. And, you know, baby poop looks like the avocado dip. What is that stuff called? Guacamole, that's it. And so that's the color. The consistency I mentioned yesterday, it could go anywhere from a Lincoln Log, a Tootsie Roll, to a soft serve ice cream. You could even have a loose stool, the size is also part of that consistency. You know, it could be worms. It could be nuggets. And y'all, I misspoke yesterday. I said that sometimes it's acceptable or it's unacceptable. Superior. And y'all, the last one should not have been. I need to take a picture of that. It should have been. I didn't realize the circus was in town. Hey. And y'all, then of course, the third C, we all know the third C that you look for when you're examining your poop. Y'all, it's a cone. Music, does it get any better? I don't think so. But y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, I had my supper. You know, I went to that Outback, to the Outback Steakhouse. Y'all, I don't know if you ever go to the Outback Steakhouse, but y'all, if you do, you know, need to join their rewards program because y'all, you get a you get a little punch on the card. It's a virtual card, but it's a little punch every time you go. But y'all, now through the end of April, I want to say, or maybe through the end of May, I don't remember, you're getting a double punch, ready. And then every fourth visit, you get $20, 50% off your meal up to $20. So y'all, you could have a $40 meal and only pay $20 for it. So anyway, I suggest you do that. Y'all, the steak was delicious. Y'all, I got the bone-in. I don't know what cut it was, but it had the bone in it. Y'all, they don't have the prime rib on the limited menu right now, but the bone in was delicious, and the Caesar salad was delicious, and the broccoli, yes, Big Fatty, it made you gassy all night, was delicious, and the baked potato was delicious. In fact, y'all, I saved half the steak and half the baked potato. I'm going to have that one night this week. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all then did my evening nipple walk, got over my 14,000 steps, and y'all watched the finale of The Good Doctor last night. Y'all, it was so good. It was so good. It was kind of a feel-good episode, and just some surprising developments on that. And so we'll, and y'all, it's a season finale, so we'll have to wait till next season to see. But y'all, one thing that I found, it was odd, you know, there was a scene where they were, folks were meeting in a restaurant, and y'all, it was just interesting to see people standing close together and having a cocktail and sitting down and chit-chatting and hugging and shaking hands. Y'all, it's just, the world's a different place now. And anyway, but y'all, once I went to sleep, y'all, I had just the strangest dream. Y'all, I dreamt, and y'all, I don't know what this means. Because I'm sure there's some out there that can analyze dreams. Big Fatty, do we have a bumper for that? No, I don't think so. I dreamt that it was, we were in the house. There were all these people. I don't know where all these people come from, and I don't even know who they were. But y'all, there were all these people, and y'all, we were in the attic. Big Fatty, it sounds like it might have been an Anne Frank dream. Well, it could have been. But we were all in the attic, and we decided that there was only part of the attic was covered, was usable because, it had planking down, plywood down where you could stand on it and, you wouldn't fall through the roof and everything. But the majority of the attic didn't have that. It was just, it was just the studs and the fiberglass in there. And so y'all, we decided we were going to, all these people, we were all going to upgrade the attic. But there were other people that had were upgrading their attic also, and I don't remember how they correlated. I don't know if some of those people came over to help or what. And y'all, it was I want to say that we had divided the attic up into. It kind of reminded me of fucking Dan's secret hideaway. Like over here is where we'll have the sling, and over here is where we'll have the bathtub, and over here is the plastic sheets. And but it wasn't sexual, but it was just divided up like like that. And y'all, it was just bizarre. But y'all, we finished it, and it looked real nice. And so anyway, that was it. Big Fatty, you are not right. y'all, let's see. Y'all got up, got out of the bed about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it rained. It rained on Tuesday night. Yo, we got a good drench and washed away a lot of the pollen out of the trees, but y'all, it's still coming down. And y'all, we're now getting those little brickly things. I call them worms or brickly things. Yes, Big Fatty. That come out of the oak tree, and y'all, they gather up. It looks like a tumbleweed when they all stick together and they're out in the street and everything. And so that's, we're dealing with that. But the ferns at Fern Gully got a really good drink of water. And y'all, I got up hump day morning, and read my newspaper, and had my coffee. And y'all, it turned chilly. It turned chilly also, Tuesday night. And y'all, so I had to put on long pants again and a long sleeve shirt and a jacket. And y'all, it was in the 50s when I went out for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it's going in the 40s Wednesday night and Thursday night. Big Fatty, you'll need a camisole, or I'll turn on the electric heating pad. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I did also chit-a-chat on the FaceTime with young Nicholas. He's doing well. He sends his love. He sends his love. Yes, Big Fatty, if that's what you want to call it. Y'all, while I was out on my morning nipple walk, y'all, they had these orange cones. Big Fatty, did those come from fucking Dan's special room too? Well, probably, he's probably got one in there. But y'all, there were these orange cones out, and they had little signs on it. And I didn't know what it was. And y'all, I went and I read the sign that says, please reserve these spaces for today's food truck that we are inviting into the neighborhood to help out our friends in the food and beverage industry. And y'all, I think that's just as nice as it can be. It's not in front of anybody's house. It's in front of one of the pocket parks. And people can come and get them some supper, without having to go out, you know, in town and everything like that. And you know, I just think it's a win-win. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like a win-win. And, y'all, then I decided I was going to go pick me up another bottle of the gin. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got that Pride 48 cocktail party on the 11th. Well, it's true, and I probably need to get me a big straw, too. Yes, Big Fatty. but... Anyway, y'all, I went out and I got me a jug of gin, yes. And y'all, I got it at the Sam's Club. You know, they have a liquor store there. I don't know if you knew this or not. They have a liquor store there. And you don't have to be a member of the Sam's Club to be able to use the Sam's Club liquor store. Be ready. And, but, y'all, while I was out there, I drove by the gasoline part of the... in the parking lot, $1.59 for gas today. So y'all, it's dropped since old Veda went there. And y'all, then you heard it at the beginning of today's little show, but y'all, I received an e-letter, and this was in the e-letter. Makes me happy also, y'all. Alex love him. Y'all, I had asked him back in, I don't know, March or something like that, if he had time, you know, maybe he wouldn't mind creating the talk net of the Bruce Williams music. You've heard me play it on here before, and he was very busy, very busy. And y'all, then here it shows up here on April the 1st, and or as many people were calling it, March the 32nd. Alex, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I will say that Dells in Dallas is working on that also. So y'all, we may have a TalkNet marathon one day here on the BFO. But Alex, just lovely. It's just lovely. And what was I going to say? Big Freddy, we do. Oh, y'all, one last thing. That I forgot to mention on yesterday's little show. Y'all remember on Monday when I ordered the ink cartridge and the paper from the Staples? Y'all, I ordered it at 4:53 in the afternoon on Monday. And y'all, when I went out to get the newspaper on Tuesday morning, it had already been delivered by 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, Alex Lefebvre says, I didn't recreate the ending music from the TalkNet because I really like the one that you're playing now. So y'all, in honor of Alex Lefebvre, that pretty much was my day. See, Big Freddy, now you've gone and done it. What have I done? You've pissed off both Alex Lefebvre and Dells in Dallas. No, you know, they are artists, and you know, Big Freddy ruffled feathers. No, I don't think either one of them would. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that catching up. You know, you can't listen to it unless you give Joe Batant some money. Joe, Even though Big Fatty can't listen anymore, what do you think of Big Fatty?
Big Fatty was so talented.
Oh, Big Fatty! By the way, did you send that check to Alex Lefebvre?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.